On the northern beaches, we are going Bollywood with Nirup, restaurant owner in Narrabeen. Stay tuned, we're going to talk about it right now.
Morning, guys. Nirup, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We're really excited for this one. Bollywood. It's like Hollywood. Yeah. But better.
That's right. You've got it in the back. It should be saying Bollywood.
It does say it. They've changed it in America now to Bollywood, which is it's a big thing. Like, I didn't realize. You know, the population in India and you know, I guess being in Sydney, Australia, we're a long way away, but it's a big place. It's a big place. India's just got a lot of people, hey?
Yes, yes. India is big, even in land area. So it takes quite a bit of time to see all of it. I think Billy's been to India.
I've been close, but that's still on the bucket list. Instead, I come to the restaurant every week.
I've been. That's good.
What an amazing place. How long have you been here? Off the story for a little bit. How long have you been here for, Nirup?
I've been in Australia for 27 years, and we've had the Spice Bazaar Indian Takeaway in Narrabeen for the last 25 years.
Wow.
Really?
Yes, yes.
You're more locals than the locals.
I like the sound of that.
You've fed a lot of people over those times, which is a beautiful. I think to feed people, you know, you got to have a beautiful heart. So tell us, you're in Narrabeen, on the northern beaches, and yes. Is this been the same location the whole time?
The same location the whole time. Yes.
Wow. Great.
Yes. My hair's gone grey. Over there in the shop.
And favorite dish served, what's the most popular one there?
Chicken tikka masala, that's the favorite dish that we sell. Yes.
Wow. And when you came to Australia, sorry, I'm intrigued by this as well, but when you came to Australia, what made you did you first come to Northern Beaches, or where did you go first?
Yes, we went to DY first. That's where we first came. We had friends in DY, so that's the first place we moved to. My husband and I, we are qualified chefs. We used to work in the city in the Marriott, and he used to work at the Ritz-Carlton. So two chefs in the house. We thought we'd better start our own business. We don't have to hire anyone. So that was the business model. Until today, it's the same. Business model hasn't changed.
Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? What a story. And tell me, so long time standing, you've decided to have a little bit of fun. Yes. We're going to have a Bollywood party in Narrabeen shortly. Can you tell us more?
The Bollywood party actually is sponsored by another company of mine called Nirup's Cultural Tours of India. So I actually have the workspace in Spice Bazaar, but it's a tour company which is affiliated to the restaurant. So the Bollywood night is actually to promote travel to India and to sort of bring some sort of excitement into the prospect of traveling to India. Now the event is being held in Terry Hills at the Checkers Resort and Convention Center. It's on the 27th of April.
Oh, this is big.
Yes, this is big. We're expecting over 100 people.
Wow.
This is big. Yes. And Billy's going to come in Indian clothing. We're going to dress him up.
Would be great.
He's going to be your token pommy, English bloke. there. So what happens on the night?
It is basically a touch of India. So you have Indian food. We have a DJ, we have a dancer teaching us the moves. So it's not an just an open floor. Of course, the floor is open for dancing, but there's going to be a dancer who's going to teach us the basic steps. So, and then we'll also have a little talk on India and why India's a terrific travel destination.
I got shown some of these dance moves.
You did? Which
did
one?
Did you?
The light bulb.
Yeah, the light bulb.
Yes. Patting the dog, wiping the windows, sweeping the floors, all of that.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot
God,
of fun.
I'm coming. And, Nira, with India, why would someone want to go with India? I've got about 100 reasons in my head, but I want to ask you, why would the average Northern Beaches person want to head off on a tour to India with you guys?
I know it sounds a bit cliche, but most people go for the color, the culture, the food. And, you know, it's a very popular saying, and many famous people have said this. Most people go to India to find themselves. So, you know, it's quite a spiritual journey. Once in your lifetime, you have to do it.
That's I haven't heard that. That is beautiful. So, how long do you do your trips for, and when's the next one? I want to come.
Oh, fantastic. The next one's in November to India. That's to Rajasthan. It's during the Camel Festival. So we're going to Pushkar. And I think before that, it's Sri Lanka and Maldives. That's happening in September. So I do the Indian subcontinent, Sri Lanka, Nepal, India.
And how long are the tours?
So how long?
They're 15 days. 15 days tours.
Good 2 weeks.
Yeah, stunning.
Yeah, 2 weeks. It's not that long. It would be because we stay at the boutique places. We stay at some of the best places. It's not a rustic tour by any means. India is known for its luxury tours, and why not? It's a place where Maharajas lived, so why not feel like a Maharaja while you're there? So, yes, there's a lot of inclusions, you know. We do a lot of activities, as much local interaction as possible to find out about local life, what India is really all about.
Amazing.
That's inspirational. So, first things first. So, there's a couple things out of this that people can get, particularly if they want to travel to the Northern Beaches or if they live on the Northern Beaches. One, they can come for a great meal to Narrabeen.
Yes.
Two, we want them to come to the Bollywood night where they're going to learn about the prospects of finding themselves in India. They're going to have a beautiful meal. They're going to learn how to change the light bulb dance. And what date is that?
27th of April. It's a month from now, yes.
Okay. What's the cost?
It's $90 if you buy an individual ticket, but if you buy a table, it's $85. For $850, it's a table of 10.
So for that, they're going to get a meal, they're going to get some dance moves that they can use for the rest of their life,
yes.
And a bit of color, culture.
The most important thing I would say, sorry to interrupt, is we are raising funds for a charity called Mary's House Services, and they support women and children facing domestic and family violence. So everything that we do and the money that we raise on the day is going to charity. The whole idea of this is to give back to the community as well as learn something about another culture, another community.
Wow.
You sound like an amazing woman.
Thank you.
And an amazing chef. I've tried.
Oh, thank you so much. You made my day.
Can't hold you down from running a family and a business and a new country and now a travel business and now some supporting the community with the charity. Wow.
Oh, thank you. I just love people. I just love the interaction. And all this is the inspiration for whatever I do. I'm sure it is for you both as well. You interact with so many people on a daily basis.
We do, and occasionally we find really special ones and bring them onto our morning minutes and talk with them. That's you.
Oh,
so,
you.
So this night's going to be about Bollywood. People, even if they don't have to go to this trip, but they're going to learn about this trip for a little bit. You're going to talk about going to India for 14 days on these tours. I personally heavily recommend going to India. I think, I don't know if I found myself when I was there. I'm still looking. But, but I do have to say it was culturally, it wasn't on my bucket list. It should have been on my bucket list, and I recommend it to go on everyone's bucket list. A trip to India is just an amazing experience, an absolutely amazing experience.
It is, absolutely is.
Thank you so much for coming
on. Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me. It's just fantastic to be able to have a forum and talk about this with people. Thanks for giving that platform. Thanks for spreading the word, and I hope to see you both there if I can.
Yeah.
You're gonna. If you don't see us there, you're gonna see us in your restaurant very soon. I know that, and it's chicken masala, is it?
Yes, it is chicken tikka masala.
Okay. And Billy's gonna pop the address in.
I thought it would have been butter chicken.
It's a variation of the butter chicken, actually. Chicken tikka masala. There are other things in it, other masalas. Yeah.
It's the luxury version.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the luxury version.
We've popped sure in. There's the website link. It's got the address. Type it up. See it online. It's all there.
Thank you.
Oh, fantastic. Nirup, thank you so much for coming on. Billy, everyone, you guys are the best. We'll see you in Narrabeen.
Look forward to it. All the best.
All right. Thanks so much. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.